Gilgamesh, Disc 2.
Book 6. When he returned to Great Walled Uruk, Gilgamesh bathed. He washed his matted hair and shook it over his back. He took off his filthy, blood-spattered clothes, put on a tunic of the finest wool, wrapped himself in a glorious gold-trimmed purple robe, and fastened it with a wide-fringed belt, then put on his crown. The goddess Ishtar caught sight of him. She saw how splendid a man he was. Her heart was smitten, her loins caught fire. "Come here, Gilgamesh," Ishtar said. "Marry me. Give me your luscious fruits. Be my husband. Be my sweet man. I will give you abundance beyond your dreams. Marble and alabaster, ivory and jade, gorgeous servants with blue-green eyes, a chariot of lapis lazuli, with golden wheels and guide horns of amber, pulled by storm demons like giant mules. When you enter my temple and its cedar fragrance, high priests will bow down and kiss your feet. Kings and princes will kneel before you, bringing you tribute from east and west. And I will bless everything that you own. Your goats will bear triplets, your ewes will twin, your donkeys will be faster than any mule, your chariot horses will win every race, your oxen will be the envy of the world. These are the least of the gifts I will shower upon you. Come here. Be my sweet man." Gilgamesh said, "Your price is too high. Such riches are far beyond my means. Tell me, how could I ever repay you, even if I gave you jewels, perfumes, rich robes? And what will happen to me when your heart turns elsewhere and your lust burns out? Why would I want to be the lover of a broken oven that fails in the cold, a flimsy door that the wind blows through, a palace that falls on its staunchest defenders, a mouse that gnaws through its thin reed shelter, tar that blackens the workman's hands, a waterskin that is full of holes and leaks all over its bearer, a piece of limestone that crumbles and undermines a solid stone wall, a battering ram that knocks down the rampart of an allied city, a shoe that mangles its owner's foot? Which of your husbands did you love forever? Which could satisfy your endless desires? Let me remind you of how they suffered, how each one came to a bitter end. Remember what happened to that beautiful boy, Tammuz. You loved him when you were both young. Then you changed. You sent him to the underworld and doomed him to be wailed for year after year. You loved the bright speckled roller bird. Then you changed. You attacked him and broke his wings. And he sits in the woods crying, "Awee, awee." You loved the lion, matchless in strength. Then you changed. You dug 7 pits for him, and when he fell, you left him to die. You loved the hot-blooded, war-bold stallion. Then you changed. You doomed him to whip and spurs, to endlessly gallop with a bit in his mouth, to muddy his own water when he drinks from a pool. And for his mother, the goddess Selili, you ordained a weeping that will never end. You loved the shepherd, the master of the flocks, who every day would bake bread for you and would bring you a fresh-slaughtered, roasted lamb. Then you changed. You touched him. He became a wolf. And now his own shepherd boys drive him away, and his own dogs snap at his hairy thighs. You loved the gardener, Ishulanu, who would bring you baskets of fresh-picked dates every day to brighten your table. You lusted for him. You drew close and said, "Sweet Ishulanu, let me suck your rod, touch my vagina, caress my jewel." And he frowned and answered, "Why should I eat this rotten meal of yours? What can you offer but the bread of dishonor, the beer of shame, and thin reeds as covers when the cold wind blows?" But you kept up your sweet talk, and at last he gave in. Then you changed. You turned him into a toad and doomed him to live in his devastated garden. And why would my fate be any different? If I too became your lover, you would treat me as cruelly as you treated them.